Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has made a decision, as promised, about whether the U.S. will remain a part of the Paris Climate Accord. He spoke in the Rose Garden at the White House.
So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate, and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
Paris deal reached in 2015 set goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures. It was signed by 195 countries. During the presidential campaign, Mr. Trump repeatedly vowed to tear up that agreement, which he said was hurting American workers. Meantime, French President Emmanuel Macron reacted to President Trump's decision on the Paris Climate Accord.
To all scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, responsible citizens who were disappointed by the decision of the President of the United States, I want to say that they will find in France a second homeland. I call on them, come and work here with us.
Other European leaders expressed dismay and anger in equal measure to President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S., the world's second worst polluter, from the Paris Agreement. American military officials are saying U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed within 3 kilometers of Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria, and the major battle for control of Raqqa from IS militants could begin in the next few days. Meantime, U.S. military officials say Iranian-backed pro-regime forces continue to violate a de-confliction zone set up around the Al-Tanf army base used to train Syrian militias. This is VOA News.